Hi everybody, welcome to the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. Julian here. I hope you are doing well and you are having a good time. Let's start straight away with the first guitar of this week, which is made by actually a very well-known German guitar luthier, Gerold Karl Hanabach. And there is a lot to say about this guitar luthier. He was building actually many, many instruments, like more than 1,000 instruments in his workshop until 1953. He was building guitars, ukuleles, children guitars, travel guitars, many instruments. He was a very talented instrument maker, but at some point he decided to build individually handcrafted high-quality guitars for solo classical guitarists. And from 1966, he started to do that, and he built this guitar in 1974. It has the number 248, and this is a concert classical guitar, a very good sounding one. I have played already a few tones on this one, and I was amazed. I was surprised also because I think this is the second or the third Gerold Karl Hanabach guitar that I'm playing. I think it's the second, and I love the sound. You will hear it in a bit. And this guitar, as I said, it's from 1974. It comes with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. There are also two very special decorative elements on this guitar, such as the headstock of the guitar, which is carved beautifully. It looks so nice. And also on the bottom side of the guitar sides, you can see, I don't know if you can see it in the camera, maybe you can see it now, a very beautiful decoration. And this structure you can find also in the rosette of the guitar. Well, then let's play a few tones on it and see how this guitar sounds. I think what you can hear straight away is the very long sustain of the guitar. And also the sound is very even. Like same loudness and intensity in every string and in every position. About the sound of this guitar is that it's a traditionally built guitar, but it has a kind of smooth and mellow sound, which is very typical for the modern sounding guitars. Very soft and beautiful tone. Let's play my arrangement on it and see how this sounds. If you are interested in the scores, you can find the link as always in the video description. Mm-hmm. Lovely, lovely sound, and I think the guitar aged also very well. Everything is very well resonating, and it's a very enjoyable guitar to play on. A Gerold Karl Hanabach from 1974. And let's move to the next guitar of this week. The next guitar is a very special instrument and one of the most sought-after instruments. It's made by the Spanish guitar luthier Paco Santiago Marin from Granada. So this is a Granada school-made guitar, and this is the 50 Anniversario model, which is a very special one with a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Paco Santiago Marin guitars have a very special tone, special character, let's say it in this way. You can hear the guitar, even if you don't see it, you know, this is Paco Santiago Marin. So the character in the sound is very strong, and this is also what makes this guitar very special, but there are much more qualities into this guitar. Let's hear how it sounds. The feeling when I'm playing the chords that the whole top of the guitar is resonating and responding to whatever you're doing on the guitar. Even with a little movement in my right hand, the color changes extremely. A very special instrument. Oh my God. I could sit the whole day on this guitar and play only. It's crazy how well the guitar reacts to the way of your playing. That's why many concert classical guitarists, big names, are playing on Paco Santiago Marin guitars. Beautiful. Do you know our new format, Zika's Spotlight? It's being published every week on Wednesday, and in this format or new series, I'm going to pick up every week or every 2 weeks one guitar that I would love to have for myself. And this guitar is one of them. If you didn't check that video, make sure to watch it. It's a nice one because I'm going to a bit deeper into the guitar and to the guitar luthier, and in that video I will present only one guitar, and this guitar is amazing. I love it. Let's play last piece on it and then we move to the other guitars. Let me know in the comments what do you think about the sound of this Paco Santiago marine guitar. Next instrument. And the next guitar is an absolutely beautiful one, as you can see. It's made by the German guitar luthier Nils Schebesta from Leipzig, a beautiful city, by the way, in Germany. And this guitar is brand new from 2025. And my first impression when I saw this guitar was, wow, what a beautiful and clean work. And it is simple but very elegant, because I think he has chosen the exactly right color combinations somehow. The bridge of the guitar looks very beautiful, and I love also the rosette. The top of the guitar is spruce with some grains in it and hazels. Back and sides are maple. And the guitar is very light. And this is a traditionally built guitar. I'm going to play on it, and then we will hear how this guitar sounds. I'm surprised, and I'm going to tell you why. When I saw this combination of the woods, like spruce and maple, I thought this guitar is going to sound very bright. But I think this guitar has a very mellow sound, especially the first string. Has a more round and dark sound. Also the other strings. I think also the air body frequency, the resonance of this guitar is very deep. It's probably E or even D. So if you want to have a guitar with this look, but with a round and relatively dark sound, this is it. Wow. Elegant. By the way, you can find this arrangement, the scores of my arrangement of the Persian piece Sultan Al-Alpha in the video description. And of course, also the link to the guitar. There are much more information, detailed pictures, and sometimes very interesting stories about the guitars that you can find on our website. Well, last piece. let me know what do you think. Wow. Congrats to Nils Sjöbesta for such a beautiful instrument. Let's move to the next guitar. The next guitar is coming from France and it's made by the French guitar luthier Jérémy Geoffroy. And this guitar is the concert model, brand new from 2025. And I think this is the second guitar that we are showcasing at Zika's Guitars from Jérémy Geoffroy. These are very loud and powerful guitars. And the bracing of the guitar is radial bracing. It's not lattice bracing, but it's also not fan bracing. If you need more information before I give you some wrong information, just Google it. Radial bracing. And this guitar comes with a cedar top, with an armrest, which is, to be honest, it makes the life so much easier for the guitarists. You can move your hand very smoothly, and if you are having longer practicing sessions, it's much easier for your elbow because it's not sharp, it's very rounded. And it has also a slightly elevated fingerboard. It comes with a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's see how this guitar sounds. As I have already told you, it's a very powerful guitar, and the response of the guitar is also very fast, very punchy. The tones are coming out very fast. So it was a Jérémy Geoffroy guitar, brand new, with a very powerful sound, and it gives you a very comfortable feeling when you are performing. And let's move to the last guitar of this week. And the last guitar of this week is a very, very popular guitar made by the Canadian guitar luthier Stephen Connor. And Stephen Connor is building double top and also lattice braced guitars. They are very popular because they have a very responsive sound, very even, well balanced, loud, and they look also very beautiful. There is nearly in every guitar a beautiful decorative element. And on this guitar, you can see straight away this lovely painting. There is also such a strong contrast between this rosette and the top of the guitar, just because of the difference in the colors. And I think it looks amazing. And this guitar is a lattice braced one with a cedar top, an arm set, elevated fingerboard, a sound port, and Indian rosewood back and sides. Let's get straight away into the sound and then we will talk about it. Round tone, a lot of overtones, even sound, and responsive. Actually, this guitar has many, many qualities. So soft. But it can be also punchy and bright. I also love how my arrangements sound on this guitar, and the scores of this arrangement you can find in the video description, because the guitar works, you know. All you need is a guitar that you feel a connection to it and a guitar that just works. Actually, as a classical guitarist, you don't demand a lot. The guitar should work. It has to have a good sustain, long tone, because you want to play melodies on it, and it has to respond well, because you don't want to fight against the guitar to get a good sound out of it, and it has to have a well-balanced sound so that you can create your own music without thinking about unbalanced sound in the guitar. And this guitar offers all these qualities. Thank you. What a way to end this week's weekly guitar meeting. Stephen Connor from 2024, in a very good condition, lattice braced and much more beautiful elements. I hope you enjoyed this week's weekly guitar meeting. For me, it was very enjoyable. And I'm very curious, what is your opinion about the sound of these guitars and which one did you like the most and why? And please, if you enjoyed the video, don't forget to leave a like. It will help the video to pop up on YouTube and we will have more views and more people will see these videos. So enjoy your weekend and see you next week. Bye.